Chapter 8. A Hot Home. At the beginning of November, Karen was ready for the meeting with the New York Times journalist. The brown envelope was full. Then Drew decided to leave his job at the factory. He told Karen that the work was too dangerous. He wanted Karen to leave too. "Not yet," Karen said. She wanted to stay until the meeting with the New York Times. She knew she would have to leave the factory after that. But how could she explain to Drew? Karen was now working during the daytime again. And on the evening of November 6th, she passed the scanner on her way out of the laboratory. Suddenly, the alarm sounded. She had to have another shower. After the shower, she went home, very tired and unhappy. After she arrived home, she went to the bathroom for a quick wash, and then she went to the kitchen to make a sandwich for the next morning at the factory. Then she went to bed. The next morning, November 7th, she got up and went to work. She was still tired, and she forgot to take her sandwich out of the fridge. On the way into her laboratory, she passed the scanner. Immediately, the alarm sounded. Everyone stopped what they were doing. The alarm never went off when people arrived, only when they left. Everyone looked at Karen. "Perhaps the scanner's wrong," said Susan. But the men in white arrived and began to pull Karen out of the room.
"No, please, not again. All my body hurts from the shower last night."
But nobody listened. They showered her again. But after the shower, she didn't pass the usual scanner test. There was still something radioactive in her body.
"What does it mean?" asked Karen.
Nobody answered. A doctor arrived and checked the test again. He shook his head.
"Where were you last night?" he asked.
"Here," said Karen. "I was working late."
"Where did you go after work?"
"Home, of course. I was tired, so I went to bed."
"Are you sure?"
"Sure. Of course I'm sure."
"Did you see anyone?"
"Only the other girl in my house, Paula. I just said goodnight to her. She was already in bed."
"Okay. Let's go," said one of the men in white.
"Where?"
"What's your address?"
26 3rd Avenue West. Why?
"Get in the car. Don't ask stupid questions. We don't answer questions from thieves."
"Thieves? What have I stolen?"
"Get into the car."
Someone pushed Karen into a big white car. It was full of more men in white. They were all wearing the special white clothes and hats to protect their faces and bodies, and they were all holding scanners. They drove to Karen's home and opened the door with Karen's key.
"Stay in the car!"
one of the men in white shouted at Karen. But Karen didn't listen to him. She followed them to the house and looked through the windows. The men went all round the house with the scanners, and everywhere was radioactive. The kitchen, the bedroom, the bathroom. The kitchen was very hot, and when the men opened the fridge, the noise from the scanners was very loud. The men followed the noise to the sandwich.
I suppose she made this last night, said one of the men. Stupid girl. She's lucky that nobody has eaten it.
They put the sandwich carefully into a bag. That was only the beginning. Soon all Karen's things were in bags. Her clothes, her books, her photos. When they took her photo of Drew, Karen couldn't stay quiet any longer.
What are you doing? It's just a photo.
Be quiet, they told her. Don't you understand anything? Your house is very radioactive. The walls are hot, too. We can't leave anything in the house. It's not safe. Think of the people next door. Now we're going to lock the house, and nobody must go in again. Phone your friend Paula and tell her to find somewhere to sleep tonight. Don't tell her too much. Nobody must know what's happened here. People won't understand, and they'll begin to worry and get afraid. That's not good for the factory.
The factory? Who cares about the factory? What about me? If my house is radioactive, I'm radioactive too, said Karen.
Why didn't you think of that before you stole the uranium? Go to your boyfriend's house. Don't go out. Don't speak to anyone. We'll phone you tomorrow and tell you what to do.
They put all the bags in the car and drove away. Karen stood alone in the middle of the street. They thought she was a thief. But why? Who could want to take uranium out of the factory? Everyone knew how stupid and dangerous that was. She looked silently at her empty house. Now there was nothing in her home, only a brown envelope in a hole in the wall.